You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates.
Howdy, Lila! Where that fairy review at? I must say, I'm dying to know what went down after I left. You're not wearing anything, are you?
Shut the door and look at me.
Pardon me?
Just do it!
Yes, ma'am! I mean... Huh? Lila? Where's your...
It's gone!
What? What happened?
Why don't you ask your best friend, Azalea?
Welcome to Zella's Potion. What the devil?
Please, Azalea, you have got to help us. I have been trying to get soft, but she is so tight that...
You walk here like that? How long have you been stuck?
Hours! And yes, I have been coming and coming and she will not stop moving! I am exhausted. Do something, Azalea. She might die.
I have died. And
she's completely, deliriously cub-drunk. I knew fairies were sluts, but my god. The potion should have worked for a few days. Let me think. I have to...
No! The only way that Azalea could think of in the moment was to give me a sex swap potion. But because I normally have both sets of genitalia...
I take it she didn't know that part.
I tried to tell her, but my dick was starting to hurt so bad. I did not care.
Not many people around these parts know much about angels. You can't blame her. She's a bit crass, sure, but she's a really good person. She just wants to help people out.
That's easy for you to say. You still have your dick. And what's with these huge breasts and buttocks? None of my clothing fits. I look ridiculous.
Ridiculous is not the word that's coming to my mind right now.
You can stop looking now. I was only okay with it for a second, because this does not even resemble my real body at all. I feel like I'm possessing another person's body.
Here, wear this.
Thank you. Is it all right if I keep this for now?
Of course. It's an old cloak anyways. So, what of the fairy?
Let's just say, I am now banned from fairy nectar for life. And Primrose may never work again. Oh, Rodan, what shall I do? What if I'm stuck like this forever?
It's okay, Chickadee. You, you look good, you know?
I do. Well, it is true that I wish to experience all that Earth had to offer. Perhaps I was incorrect to assume that this is a bad thing. It could be that I may experience more things with an all-female body. True, this is an opportunity, if anything. When I had both sets of genitals, I favored my dick above anything else for some reason. But that time that Buttercup the Minotaur played with my pussy, it did feel good. And Azalea did not even realize that I had a pussy because it was hidden behind my balls. I wonder what it might feel like. to have a dick inside me?
Is Lila okay? I'm starting to feel funny. Shit!
Hey, Rodan.
No, I can smell their arousal. If they look at me like that, I have to go talk to Azalea.
Oh? I wanted to ask you something. Can it wait?
I'm afraid it's urgent. I'll talk to you later.
Heavens! Did I pee myself? What the heck is this?
Forgot the review. Toodles!
Rodan!
Well, no wonder my potions haven't been working as intended. Did not one of you think to inform me that I was working with an intersex individual? You had me thinking that I'd lost my touch. As if that would ever happen.
Yes, yes, you're amazing. The sun shines right through your giant gelatinous gluteus. Praise be to Empress Azalea. Now, how do you intend to fix this mess?
Great as my glutes are, I'm not a miracle worker. One mess at a time, dear. Lest you forget, you had asked me to mop up yours just yesterday. I'm still working on that.
Well, what can be done? Now that Lila's female, I can't stand to be around them and their dirty thoughts. Some angel.
Hush, hush. I have just a ticket. Lila will be fine being she for a while, but you... You're in need of some seriously powerful potions to keep yourself under control. How do you feel about a little field trip?
I'm open to it.
Good. I need you to fetch me a rare type of venom. I've heard tell that it multiplies the effects of potions and spells tenfold, but it is incredibly difficult to procure, being that it can only be milked from a rattlesnake glabia.
The snake people? Ugh, fantastic. And how exactly am I meant to do that?
I've called in a favor from a friend. Ah, you've arrived. I take it my speaking snow message came through.
Who's that bird maid?
I'm Poppy, but I guess for this quest, you can call me Live Bait.
Fancy digs. So, this is a male brothel. Lamia Lords, huh? Can't say I see the appeal of sucky boys.
But this brothel has Lamia. You know, the pretty snaky guys. Talk about delicious.
Ain't bird maids traditionally, you know, afraid of them? Snakes and birds ain't exactly compatible. Pretty sure they find you delicious in more ways than one.
Oh, but it's our incompatibility that makes it so spicy. I just love the feeling of helplessness when they stare into my eyes. I can't believe Azalea is paying me to do what I do pretty much every Friday night.
Pretty sure they're hypnotizing you when they do that. How do you even know that you're wanting it?
When you know, you know. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to.
Greetings, juicy prey. Please, settle in and approach the Lamia of your choice on stage when you are summoned.
Ooh, is this, like, a public thing? So kinky!
Why, yes, my scrumptious feathered friend. I simply cannot wait to see you up there, completely helpless, and at the mercy of whichever lackey Lamia you choose.
Chip, chip, chip! I hope you enjoy what you see. Maybe we could meet up later, too.
I'd be delighted to savor you. If one of the succubus do not devour you first.
God, they really hit all the kinks here, don't they?
If you say so. Not my cup of tea.
Tell me, what is your cup of tea? Word gets around, you know. I've heard you visited every brothel on Succu Street, tried every girl, but none of them can get little Rodan going. That, or you clam up and run away. That's a killer for a Succu girl's ego, you know. You gay or something?
Kinda hard to determine if you're asking seriously. What with you running your hand up my leg? I'm not exactly sure what my deal is. Until recently, reading about other people's exploits was the only thing that did the trick.
So it does work. I can tell you all about my sex life if you like. But be warned, it's very long and dirty.
Hey now, we got a job to do, remember? We ain't got time for you being a harlot.
I know you probably think I'm just a dumb slut, but at least I know who I am. And who I am is someone who is attracted to power and danger. I sense both in you. Maybe you can hide it from everyone else, but not from me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you don't, but I won't pry.
Number five. Could number five make their way up to the stage?
Oh, I think I'm up next. Jesus!
Hey now, eyes on the prize. You know what to do?
Yeah. Pick out a rattlesnake lamia. Get him to bite me with his venom. Get a blood sample to you within 2 hours. Trust me, this isn't my first rodeo, cowboy. I got this. Hello, my name is Poppy. I'm here to be all eaten up.
Well, well. It seems we have a bird maid offering herself up as prey, boys. Most unusual. Now, boys. This delicate little morsel could not possibly handle more than one of you at a time. Tell us, Poppy, my dear. Who do you choose to devour you? Pick your poison.
I have always loved giving over complete control. And I hear rattlesnakes have special powers of the mind. How about it, sir? Hungry?
I believe that I may be of service. But I must warn you, I play rough.
Perfect.
Well, there you have it. A perfect match. Play well, you two. And to our esteemed patrons, enjoy the show.
Lamy and Lords take the responsibility for accidental loss of limb or life. No refunds.
My dear, you are an intriguing one. Throwing yourself into the snake pit like this? It is most unusual to have such willing prey. Your feathers are ruffled already.
Fear only makes it better, and to have an audience.
Dirty girl. Now then, shall we begin? I should warn you, any disobedience will earn a swift punishment. First, you will look deep into my eyes, and you will not blink. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Stare into my eyes. Such a feeble, helpless little bird maid. This is just nature. Snake charms bird. Soon you will be under my enchantment. And any pain you feel will be felt as pleasure. Fight whenever you wish. Struggling will only make this feel better.
I am now under your control, sir.
Good. Good. So delectable. Do not moan, nor I shall bite your neck. Or would you like that? Such a willing victim. Your body is reacting to my barest of touches. You're becoming so sensitive. Good girl. You did so well. But you are squirming far too much. You might activate my predator instincts. It is hard to not let out a sound, I know. But I expect full obedience. With every moan, I will only squeeze more tightly.
Sir, I will try. Your body just feels so good, wrapped around me. I can't move. It feels...
Perhaps my prey needs to learn to obey me.
Jesus! So embarrassing! They can see everything! Don't spread my legs like that!
Oh, and who are you to give me orders? Now, say you're sorry. Apologize to all these nice people. And I'll allow you to come in front of everybody. I said speak, not moan. Tell everyone exactly why you were moaning. Do it or lose your ability to breathe at all, my pet.
Sir, this is... Fuck. I am... So sorry. Please forgive me, everyone. Oh, sir is touching my pussy with his fingers. It feels too good. I can't stand it. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good girl. You may moan until you come, my dear.
Oh, sir! Oh, thank you! Thank you, sir! Oh, fuck! Oh, your coils are so tightly wrapped around me! Oh, it's hard to breathe! Oh, but it feels so good! Can I come, sir? Please! Please let me come! I want to come in front of everyone!
Such a good, slutty little girl. Beg for it again.
Please! Please let me come!
I will let you come, but not with my fingers. You've been such a good girl. You're deserving of much more. I'm going to bend you over and fuck you, and you are going to take it. Like a good, willing prey.
Oh, yes. Sir! Thank you, sir! I am so wet already. Please!
I am going to bind your hands and wings. You will not be able to move. All you can do is simply take it like a good, willing victim.
It looks like they are ready for the main event. Lamia love to bind their prey during intercourse, and a lesser known fact is when they feel particularly aroused.
Two?
Correct, my dear. Now, take them both.
It was made for two dead. I can't tell what is pain or pleasure anymore.
Another reason Lamia love bird mates. You're the only species that can handle two cocks at once. Now, show the audience how good you feel.
You're gonna tear me in half! I feel so full! Oh, so good! Oh, so good! Oh, fuck! Oh, yes! Fuck!
me, sir! Oh, I can feel your dicks rubbing together inside me! You're gonna eat me all up after! Aren't you, sir?
Remember the mission. So hard. His hypnosis is so strong. But I have to get him to bite me. I have to do it.
Rodan and Azalea.
Rodan. Rodan is watching. He looks so intense. Yes. Watch me, Rodan. Watch me come. Look at me. Look at me. You're going to devour me. Aren't you, sir? It's okay. I want it. I want you to.
You dirty little whore. Oh, fuck. You're making my fangs come out. I've never bared my fangs to a customer. But you. You.
Yes! Sir, please! Stick them into my neck! Pump me full of your venom! Pump me full of your cum! Do it! Do it! Do it!
Don't tell me what to. Fuck!
Sir! I'm begging you! I need it! I need the pain to count! I need to feel your face clip down! Jeez!
I'm going to get away. Are you just going to let your prey escape like this? I'm almost free.
What's this? A struggle ensues. If he doesn't bite her, Poppy will fly free. How embarrassing for a Lamia of his stature to have the hypnosis fame.
Oh no!
You're not getting away. You're mine.
Much. I can feel it spreading through my body. You got me, sir.
Too bad he doesn't know I'm largely immune, but still, I feel so sleepy. Rildon, catch me.
Okay, that's enough, you slithering sucky boy.
Oh, I don't think so. I claimed her. She's mine.
Is that so? She wore your little ass out. You can barely move. I think this round goes to Poppy.
Yeah. I can still. Well, I'll be. She's one heck of a bird maid. Tell her to come back next week if she still wants to be devoured.
A rematch, huh? My money's on her. Hey. Poppy, wake up. We gotta get you somewhere safe. These other Lamia look all riled up.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can take them. Hope you enjoyed the show, Rodan.
Jesus, no. We gotta go. We came here for one reason only. I haven't forgotten that.
Oh, you came, huh? I knew it.
Sorry, love. You're not the kind of feathers I fancy. Back off. Or you'll fucking regret it.
There it is again. So dangerous. What are you?
Once again, Poppy has proved to be quite the match. See you next week.
What? How often do you come here?
You got your poison. And so did I.
Speaking stone? Activate. Show Azalea.
Rodan, is that you? Oh, thank Neptune. I've been trying to get to you for hours now.
Huh? Is everything all right? Did the courier get there in time? We're not that far away either, but we decided to camp for the night because this one went a bit too hard on her noble quest.
What's hard?
No, everything is not all right. You need to get back here now. Leave that hussy in the dust. She'll be all right.
Hey! You're right.
What? What's happening?
It's Lila. They're missing.
Hi there. I'm Ule Tiger, and thank you for viewing episode 4 of my Interspecies Reviewers parody. If you enjoyed this, please consider supporting me on my Patreon or Fansly. All previous episodes of this series are available for purchase on my Gumroad right now. Many thanks to my Patreon producers who helped make this audio possible. Loadkill, Jara, Yume Daigen, and Sadistic Potato. Thank you for your support, sinners.